sometimes I think I'll kill you. Just don't let me fuck up, will you? 'Cause when I need a friend, it's still you.
Alright, so what you just heard was some Nirvana, followed by a little bit of Dino Jr. off their album Bug, Freak Scene. I just kinda stacked up on like awesome 90s music just then. hope you're all cool with that. It's kinda like one of my favorite eras. So now I'm gonna shift back to what I started with a little bit. I realized I really wanted to play some Choke Up on air for you. So I started with some Somos, who unfortunately I didn't get to hear live the other night, but will again next week. Check them out. Sinclair. Tickets are like $12 or something. Go, please do it. Support them. They're awesome. Choke Up gave a great set. I've seen them twice now, and they are so much fun. I cannot wait to see them again. They actually told me, I think they're going to be doing like a pseudo like tour with a couple members of Tiger's Jaw. I can't remember the name of the side project. Oh, I'm totally blanking. I'm sorry. But it's like two of the members from Tiger's Jaw who also like, I really love them. I've seen them live. I saw them in Music Hall of Williamsburg a couple years ago, and they were so good. And one of my favorite things about that set was that, these jerks in the audience kept going up on stage and like, sure, like, you know, crowd surfing, stage diving, it can get annoying, but like, it's not the worst thing in the world. Depends on the vibe of the concert. This was not the right vibe. But then what really got people upset was there were a couple of jerks who went up on stage and then tried to kiss the lead singer, the female lead singer. So they finished, Tiger's Jaw finished their song, and then they stopped and said, whoever the F that was, get out. How dare you? And they went on and on, and like the entire crowd was like going wild cheering, and like the person just got shamed out of the place. And it was like, it was super cool to see that. So definitely like keep an eye out for Choke Up and Tiger's Jaw doing some work together. Meanwhile, I'm gonna throw you a song off of Choke Up's most recent LP, came out last year. It's called Black Coffee Bad Habits. And they're actually working on a new LP. They have it just about written. I heard a couple of the new songs. They performed them live. They sound really good. They're messing around. They're changing. Every time I've come back to them when they have a new release, they've got a different vibe. I think they've done a really good job of maturing but keeping the core of their sound. So definitely keep an eye out. I think they're going to be releasing, you know, hopefully within the next like year or so, which is very exciting. So I'm gonna just throw you right in. I'm gonna give you a little bit of My Oh My off Black Coffee Bad Habits.
Thank you. started using again. Left my heart in Rocky Hill, hole burning in my bed. Needed a distraction from my head. Devil on my shoulder said, try this instead. So I started using again. Started sleeping again. Traded late nights and sheep for Vicodin. The guilt burning in my chest set in. I started sleeping again. I stopped wishing I was. Smoking again. Guess I miss coughing my lungs up every morning. Needed anything to keep me breathing, to prevent my blood from bleeding. Started smoking again. Started loving again. Thought when I lost that will to live, I could never feel again. I'll give it one more shot and let someone in. I started loving again. I started loving again. I started loving.
You got some Bully. This is their song Desire. Last up, you heard Sorority Noise. Hope you like the song.
Show me it to school and then again.
right. So that was Trying from Bully off of their recent album Feels Like. I think it came out in the fall. I got to go see them with a friend of mine over winter break at Music Hall of Williamsburg, and they were awesome. Oh my God. It was great. I think it was Big Ups, Open, then Bully, and then it was Mets. And I was really excited for the lineup. Like, all three of them I was really psyched about. And I gotta say, Bully stole the show, in my opinion. Big Ups was very cool, very weird. The frontman had an awesome stage presence. He was like a little tweaked the whole time, which was great. And like the way their music is too, it just like the entire thing, just you're kind of like, oh man, something's off here, and I'm really loving it. And then let's see, Bully came on, and oh my God, the lead singer, her voice is just freaking unbelievable. I mean, you think it sounds good on the record, but like, when you're live, she tears into it. Like, there was one, she just, like, screamed and really dug in, and I, like, almost lost it. My friend and I, our jaws dropped, and we were just like, oh, my God, this is awesome. And then, surprisingly, we were really unimpressed with Mets. We found it really repetitive and, like, muddily loud. Honestly, the overall feeling I got after their set was just my ears hurt. And that's me saying that, and I never say that. We even like moved up to the balcony because it was just like too much and like not enough structure. And it wasn't all that interesting when you got right down to it. I've liked their recordings more, but something about the live experience, I wouldn't go see them again, personally. But that's not to say their new album isn't awesome, and like, they've got great stuff. I just like, I can't say they were really one of my favorite live acts. Bully, though, if I ever see Bully coming through again, I am hands down going, they kicked butt. Before that, I had Dilly Dally with their song Desire, and that was actually suggested to me by the friend who came with me to go see Bully, because he was like, yo, I think if you like Bully, you'd really like Dilly Dally. And I mean, he was right. I almost want to say I like Dilly Dally more in some ways. But their album Soar is fantastic. Definitely really recommend checking them out. I'm just really impressed with female vocalists who can really master like the rasp. I just find it so like guttural and like volatile. I think it's so cool. I think it sounds awesome. And like, as somebody who's tried to work on heat in my voice, I know it's not the easiest thing to do and takes a lot of skill. So I think it sounds really, really cool. Before that, I had a song from Sorority Noise called Using off of their most recent LP, Joy Departed. But they do have a newer EP, came out at the end of January. I'm sorry, I can't remember the name right now, but you can find it really easily. Just check out Sorority Noise. And they once did a split EP with Somos after Somos had released their first LP. So that's something that I've been seeing a lot more lately. It's really cool, kind of like in the like emo and punk kind of alt communities. They're like these smaller time bands that are sort of like just on the cusp of like dropping something big, like something that's going to like really propel them more. And what they'll do, and I mean, actually, you know, it's sometimes it'll even be for bands that are like already kind of at that propelled stage. But it's like a four song EP, and two of the songs are from one band and two of the songs are from like another band, and they do a really good job. They like pretty much always pair two bands that like, I'm like, wow, I like this one. So yeah, I like that one. So I don't know. I really enjoy those. I would definitely recommend like checking out these split EPs. The Somos and Sorority Noise one is really enjoyable. I think there's a Tiny Moving Parts one that I enjoyed. There might be an Old Gray. It might be Old Gray and Tiny Moving Parts. I'm not sure. But yeah, definitely give a look around. I'm a big fan. So next up, I've got a couple songs from this band I just stumbled upon maybe 2-3 weeks ago. They're called Signals Midwest. And I gotta be honest, I really don't know a whole lot of anything about them. But they've got this real, like, they've just got like the very catchy sound, in my opinion. So I really hope you enjoy. I'm actually gonna play two songs in a row for you. They're going to be like they're sequential songs on the most recent album. I just think like the way that they flow, they have like a really nice album flow, which I feel like you don't always see in sort of like this more punky alty stuff. Although Choke Up does a really good job on their most recent LP, Black Coffee, Bad Habits as well. Really recommend listening straight through that one. Also, I just realized I made a mistake. I'm playing music off of Signals Midwest 2012 album, not their most recent 2013. So this is from Latitudes and Longitudes, and it's going to be the first two songs, Intentions and Monarchs. So I really hope you enjoy.
We'll be right back.
All right. So that was Monarchs and Intentions from Signals Midwest. I really dig that band. The whole album, Latitudes and Longitudes, really great album. Really recommend it. Haven't sat as much with the new album, or the newer 2013 album. But definitely really love the 2012 and definitely like the 2013, but need to sit more with it. But, you know, I think that brings me just about to the end of my arbitrary amount of time that I am spending here, because I'm going to be back at 11 for my regularly scheduled show, Headroom. Just got renewed. The schedule is updated. The schedule turned over on Sunday, so get excited. It's going to be a great semester, great spring semester here at WMFL. So keep tuning in. Remember to tune in again at 11 p.m. for Headroom with me, Alexander Golan, on 91.5 WMFO Medford. And, you know, I think I'm just going to have to leave you in the very capable hands of my good friend, Mr. Deckard. Have a rockin' day.
In your heart, just This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned into WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM. Tufts Educational Radio.